In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Glory be to God. Amen. الـ 1878 من سفر رؤيا يوحنا اللاهوتي. هو سيأتي مع السحاب وستنظره كل حين والذين طعنوه وينوح عليه جميع قبائل الأرض. نعم آمين. أنا هو الألف والياء، البداية والنهاية، يقول الرب الكائن والذي كان والذي يأتي، القادر على كل شيء. والمجد لله دائما أبديا آمين. If we find a person in the street and we ask him, where are you going? And he answered, I don't know. From where you are coming, I do not remember. Why you are in the street, I don't know. What about your, how do you consider this person? He doesn't know from where he is coming, where he is going, why he is in the street, what is his message, nothing at all. What about if you want to evaluate his life? If we take off the book of the Revelation, in fact, we do not know where we are going and why we are here in this world. And we will be like this person who is in the street. He doesn't know anything about his life. Therefore, the book of Revelation, in fact, is not just very important. If we take it off from the Bible, there is no Bible, because we will not know what is our aim. The book of the Revelation, in fact, reveals to us from where we are coming to where we are going, what about our message in here in this world. Saint John, while he was in the exile, if I ask him, what can you give me a report about your exile while you are in fact in this island? You can't be in contact with your people, you haven't the permission to establish churches, although you are one of the great apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He would say, oh, I am very happy here. How is it? Because I discovered through this revelation what is my message, where I am going, and I truly feel that I can evaluate my life. Therefore, in the early church, in fact, the book of the Revelation was one of the very important books which they used to read and to give commentaries and interpretations of this book. لو لقينا واحد كده في الشارع وسألنا انت رايح فين؟ مش عارف جاي منين؟ يقول انا مش عارف. طيب بتعمل ايه في الشارع؟ يقول لك انا مش عارف. الحكم بتاعنا عليه ايه؟ حياة بلا قيمة، إنسان بلا تفكير، فاقد وعيه، فاقد هدف. عمل سفر الرؤية إن هو بيوريني أنا رايح فين، نهاية حياتي إيه. لو أشيل سفر الرؤية من الكتاب المقدس يبقى كأني حطيتني في العالم وما قلتليش أنا رايح فين. يبقى إيه فايدة إن أنا أقرأ الكتاب المقدس كله من أوله لآخره وانا مش عارف المكان اللي انا رايح؟ ده بيشبه لو انسان مهاجر مثلا استراليا او كندا او امريكا، اول حاجه يعملها غالبا كده يشتري شويه كتب عن امريكا او يسال ناس مهاجرين، ولو لقي واحد امريكاني في مصر ولا في الحته اللي هو عايش فيها تبي يسال جوها ايه، الواحد يكمل دراسته ازاي، يلاقي الشغل ازاي، الحياة شكلها ايه، يبقى شغوف انه يسمع عن البلد اللي بيهاجر اليها لان هيعيش فيها. فما بال اذا كنا احنا يعني imagine you are born in a city or in a country like United States and after you have been born you have been you left this country for 40 years and after 40 years you haven't any idea about United States and suddenly you have a permission to return to USA and you have the ticket, you are on your way to the airport and if anyone asks you where are you going, I don't know, for 40 years I didn't went to my country, I don't know where I will be, which city, what about my work and so on. It is truly a miserable situation. We have sometimes the same situation. We are on our way to the airport, we are on our way to heaven, to the paradise, and if anyone asks us, what do you know about God? What about the heavenly hosts? What will you do there in heaven? What you are expected when you will depart from this world? If you say, I don't know, it means you are or I am in a miserable situation. When I truly discovered the heavenly life through the book of Revelation and discovered that it is my home, I want to be there, I know their own language, I know who will be my friends, I know my father, the Father, I know everything about heaven, then I will be the happiest person in the world. I remember once I asked the crew, who is the happiest person in the world? Mean Asad in Saif al-Dini. Mean Asad in Saif al-Dini, the one Asadak. What is the answer? Me. Anna. I am the happiest person in the world. I know where I am, I know where I am going, I know who is my father, I know everything about heaven, I am waiting to return home to be among the heavenly hosts and to have special place in the bosom of the Father. I am truly looking to be with my Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy His Holy Spirit face to face on the last day. Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, and they also who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him, even so, Amen. This view, in fact, is very important. Surely the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, and He said that He saw Him coming, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him. What are the clouds? The church. Every one of us is the cloud. Because Saint Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, he said that we have a cloud of witnesses surrounding us. When I look to Saint George, to Saint Ninus, to Moses, Elijah, when I look to Saint Mary, to all the saints, children, ladies, men, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, through all the history of the church, I see all of them are surrounding me because we are one church and they support me. They are my clouds because they surround me and help me. I can't imagine Saint Paul who sacrificed his life every day and he was eagerly, in fact, want to die and to be sacrificed, to be a victim on behalf of the whole world. Now in the paradise says, oh, I don't care about men in the world. Surely, when he departed from this world, his heart became more wide, his wisdom became more deep, his love became more abundant, and all the time, although in paradise there is no time, and always he is in fact praying and demanding the salvation of the whole world. He surely asking God for the salvation of mankind. Then, when we hear that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming with clouds, I ask myself if I am truly among those clouds or not. I live here in this world not just to eat, drink, grow up, to be married, to have children, to have grandchildren. No. I live here in this world as if I am in a school. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to beautify my inner man, to renew always my life, so that I may become a cloud. And the Lord Jesus Christ truly finds a special place in my heart. And it is my pleasure to say, I abide in him, he abides in me. شغلتنا أحبائي في العالم أن احنا كل يوم بنرتفع من مجد إلى مجد، كل يوم بندوق إزاي نخلع أعمال الإنسان القديم، نتمتع بأعمال الإنسان الجديد، نصير كسحابة ترتفع إلى فوق للسماء. كل يوم نقول يا ربي كأني الأول مرة أشوفك، كأني الأول مرة أحس أن أنا مش من هذا العالم. I am in fact a cloud that carries the Lord Jesus Christ. When we return to more than 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear Isaiah the prophet in chapter 19 looking to Saint Mary as a cloud, and she carried the Lord Jesus Christ, the child, into Egypt. He looked at the Lord on the cloud. He was skating and flying through the cloud to Egypt. It is in fact not only the role of Saint Mary, it is the role of every one of us to be a cloud. And I carry my Lord Jesus Christ and pass to every heart as if it is to Egypt. We are the clouds, and the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on these clouds. Where we are going, we are skipping with him to Egypt, to every heart which is far away from God, and to present the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. When the people of God in the Old Testament left Egypt, and they found the Red Sea before them, and they were surrounded from the right and left hands with mountains, they were scared. Moses struck the sea by his rod, which is called the divine rod, and there was a path inside the water. And they passed. Pharaoh and his army were killed in the depths of the sea. The people of God departed to the promised land. It is my message that I have the divine rod. I have the cross. I have to pass with my people through the baptism to pass from Egypt to the promised land, to pass from wickedness to righteousness. It is not only the role of the priest or the bishop or any of the clergymen. It is the role of every Christian to be a cloud and to pass with the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone, so that every human being may pass from Egypt to the promised land. I believe when any day passes without praying or acting for the salvation of the whole world, I commit a very serious sin. I share my Lord Jesus Christ his characteristics. He is the lover of all mankind. If I ask my Lord, what is your message? What is your role? What is your pleasure? He would say, my pleasure that all mankind share me, my glory, and have special place in the bosom of the Father, to enjoy eternity, to be among my heavenly hosts, the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the dominions, the powers, and so on, the cherubims, the seraphim. If I am in fact a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have to become a cloud and to represent the Lord Jesus Christ so that they or everyone share him, his glorification. We have to love even the persecutors of the church. We love every single human being, regardless he is an American, Egyptian, African, Australian, from any Arabian country. We hope every person to share me my faith, to share me my, in fact, my new life in the Lord Jesus Christ, my fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to enjoy the work of the Holy Spirit within them. نفسي أحد باقي يعني أول كلمة وبزعل من نفسي فيها، لكن يعني كتير للكهنة نقول لهم إيه، نفسي أخدم في الكنيسة. قال لك خد نظف كراسي، اضرب تليفونات للناس، مش عارف أعمل إيه في الكنيسة، وضب النشرة، أي حاجة. I believe all these works although are very important. What is more important, do you want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of men? Salvation of men. If I am not concerned with all my heart and the salvation of men, I am not a Christian. Saint John Chrysostom used to say, if you are passing by the shore of the sea, and you find somebody in the water in a very serious situation, and you can save him, and you didn't care, you are a criminal. It is a crime that I enjoy heaven, and I don't care about others to have the same experience. ما بقدرش أقول إن إنسان مسيحي عايش، كل اللي يعمله يقول أبونا أخدم إيه؟ أهو لجنة مجلة كنيسة، لجنة مطبخ، لجنة كتب، نشر كتب، أي حاجة. فين الناس؟ فين الأبدية؟ فين خلاص كل واحد؟ فين إن أنا بقدم السماء عشان الناس تدوق ربنا؟ مش ممكن إنسان يتمتع بربنا ويقدر يشوف إنسان بيهلك ويتفرج عليه. Always I repeat this story happened to his father Bishoy Kamel. Once one of the young people came and he was in very bad situation. He was weeping. And he asked him, why you are weeping? He said, oh, I want to confess. He started to confess. He said, Father, I commit adultery. He said to him, oh, by your thoughts? He said, no, not only by thoughts, but even by touch and physically. Father Bishoy couldn't imagine that this decent person, religious person, had this attitude. He said, oh, I killed. He said, how is it? He said, I killed also physically. And he started to confess on all sins. Father Bishoy gave him the absolution. He was very decent. And after a couple of days, he found him in the court of the church. He called him. He said, what about you now? He said, pray for me. He said, when you commit all these sins? He said, Father, you know, I am living with a group of students and they are very bad. They bring sometimes some people and commit sins. Everyone commits a sin. I feel that I commit the sin. I repent on behalf of my colleagues. When I see on the TV a person killing another one, committing a crime, I feel I am committing this crime. How can I be joyful while my brother in the jail, or he is committing a very fatal mistake or a crime? I feel every person in this world commits a sin as if I am committing this sin. What do you think about this heart? يا أحبائي نفسنا ننسى ننسى نفسنا من أجل خلاص الآخرين. مش ممكن أنا استريح وأخويا تعبان. من يضعف وأنا لا أضعف؟ من يعثر وأنا لا ألتهب؟ ما أقدرش أتفرج على فيلم وألاقي واحد مربوط بسلاسل وأنا قاعد أضحك عليه. يقول احسبوا المقيدين كأنكم مقيدون معهم. أنا قعدنا أحبائي قاعدين نتفرج على الناس كما لو كان خلاص الناس ما يهمناش. أقول لكم قصة. مرة كده جاني كاهن وقال لي أبونا بصراحة أنا تعبان ممكن أقعد معاك؟ قلت له قال لي أبونا أنا مش عارف أنا كاهن ولا صبي قسيس. استغربت قلت له إزاي؟ قال لي أبونا الكبير اللي رسمني يقف في الاجتماع يعملوا اجتماع شبان يقولوا ده اجتماع أبونا فلان. يحضر لجنة الكنيسة كأني أنا غير موجود هو أبونا الكبير اللي بيعمل كل حاجة. يعمل اي اكتيفيتيز كلها رحله يقول ابونا دي رحله ابونا فلان وانا مش عارف انا اسيس ولا صبي اسيس. ما جاش يقول طب رسموني ليه؟ قلت له طب بص يا ابونا هسالك سؤال. لو جيت في اجتماع الشبان وقعدت اخر كرسي واخدت اعترافات الشبان ابونا يتضايق؟ قال لي ده ينبسط قوي. قلت له طب لما تبتدي كده تزور الناس وتفتح الانجيل وتكلمهم مع ربنا ابونا يتضايق؟ قال لي انبسط قوي. قلت له بسيط قوي. ارمي الزباله بتاعت اداره الكنيسه دي لابونا الكبير، خليه هو يشيل صفيحه الزباله. وانت خليك في انجيل، اقعد كده اخر واحد وخد اعترافات، كلم الناس عن ربنا، ولما يجي ميعاد اللجنه بتاعت الكنيسه قول لابونا هنقعد 3 ساعات انا وانت، وانت راجل كبير وانت اللي بتفهم في الحاجات دي، انا ما ليش خبره. ال3 ساعات دول ازور فيهم 6 عائلات، هناك طبعا البيوت جنب بعض، كل واحد تلت ساعة ولا 25 دقيقة، أزور 6 زيارات أولى بيهم. فراح عمل الحكاية دي. جه اجتماع الشبان قاعد ورا وقعد ياخد اعترافات. وبعدين الاجتماع اللي بعده كل ما يجي اجتماع يقعد ورا ياخد اعترافات. وبعدين جه اجتماع اللجنة قال له ربنا بعد إذنك أنا مش هحضر لأن أنا حاسس 3 ساعات بيضيعوا وحرام كاهنين يقعدوا في مش أولى نزور 6 7 بيوت كده أولى. فقال له أول بيوت فبدأ يزور. عدى اسبوع ورا 2 ورا شهر وبعدين ندهله قال له تعالى هنا. قال له ايه؟ قال له يعني انت تاخد الحاجه اللذيذه وتسيب لي الزباله هي انا؟ قال له ابونا اسك انت الكبير تفهم في الحاجات دي انا ما فهمش فيها. قال له لا لا انت تاخد اسبوع وانا اسبوع. قال له لا. قال له تاخد مره في اللجنه وانا مره. قال له حللني سامحني وحاول من قلبه يرفض والتاني من قلبه يصمم. قال له لا أنا مش مرسوم عشان تاخد الحاجات الحلوة وتسيب لي أنا الزبالة أعيش فيها. صدقوني أنا حاسس إن إحنا بنشتغل في الزبالة. صح؟ أهو ننبسط لما نشتغل في المطبخ، لما نطلع مجلة لطيفة، لما ننظف الكراسي، لما ربنا لا عايز ده ولا ده ولا ده، ربنا عايز نفوس تبقى إيه؟ تبقى الكلاودز السحابة اللذيذة. We hope truly that we focus on the salvation of mankind. Nothing can be more important than we bring every soul to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ and His Father and the work of His Holy Spirit. Behold, He is coming with clouds. He is coming with His saints. And I hope that all of us, as St. Paul used to say, to the saints who are in so and so in the countries, I hope all of us to be saints. And every eye will see him, and the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. All mankind will see the Lord. Those who are like the clouds, they will enjoy him, discover the glory of his divinity. Those who, in fact, became like Pharaoh in the depths of the sea, they will see him, his eyes like fire, couldn't see his eyes. A group will be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, who truly looks to that day. It is the most joyful day in which all the church will be, the real church will be crowned, and the others wanted to be hidden, even among under the mountains or the hills or the rocks. Good, they will not, or they will not have the power to see his face or to face him and to speak with him. For them he is the judge and they are criminals. I hope that we truly prepare ourselves for this day as a bride. This is my message here in this world. To be beautified, to be beautified by the Holy Spirit. I don't want any earthly thought to be in my mind. My mind is the heaven, and it is the throne of God, and the crucified and risen one, in fact, is enthroned in my mind. I am focusing all my inner man, all my inner sight, on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we ask ourselves, where is the Lord? The answer in our hearts. Is it a reality, or just we say that by our tongues? If the Lord is within me, then I am in heaven. Are my thoughts heavenly ones, or it is earthly or carnal ones? ولاد ربنا أحبائي مسيحهم ساكن فيهم. حياتهم كلها عبارة عن سماء. أجلسنا معه في السماويات. معنا باسبورت زي ما قلت امبارح سماوي. حدش يقدر يمنعني نعدي وادخل لغاية عرش الله. Sometimes we feel that as if our prayers cannot pass after the roof of our rooms or even the roof of the church. Why? Because we haven't the passport to pass and to be in heaven itself. If you want to enjoy this day, you have to learn and to practice the heavenly life. It is very easy. It is very easy. Sometimes we complicate our spiritual life. Spirituality is very simple and very easy. When I am with my Lord Jesus Christ, I share him his characteristic. Truly, sometimes I feel I am up and down, but I have to ask my Lord. He is the leader. He granted me through my rule, the Holy Spirit, who guides my life. Therefore, I am not weak. I am very strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, say the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. What is the meaning, I am the Alpha and the Omega? Alpha and the Omega is the first and last letters in the Greek, the alphabetical Greek. Then I am the Alpha and the Omega, you can't speak unless you receive me. God the Father will not be in communicate with you except through me. When we sometimes feel that we don't know how to pray, it is because we haven't the language of God, the divine language. What is the divine language? The Lord Jesus Christ, who is love. Saint Abraham of Fayyum, in fact, he was in close relationship with Christ. When any person asks him to pray, even sometimes before starting to say a word, the prayer or what they intended to pray was responded. Why? It is because he knows how to speak with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine language, the Logos. When I don't know how to pray, I have to ask with the disciples, can you teach me how to pray? The answer, receive me. When Moses was in a problem that his tongue was very heavy, he asked God to leave him or to choose another person to be a leader for his people. He said, no, I will be in your mouth. It is not your words. I will speak through you. And he asked his disciples not to be afraid when they are persecuted or when they were asked any question. He said to them, the Spirit of your Heavenly Father will tell you what you will say. I received the Lord Jesus Christ within me, and in baptism I became the member of his body. In my room of chrismation, I became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my language is the divine language. I know how to speak with God. I know that the Lord is the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the end. I see him. He is the first of my life. He is the end of my life. And he is in the middle. He starts with me the way. He accompanies me my way. He is the reward which I will receive at the end of the way. He is the beginning. He is the end. I can't live without him. نفسي أسأل السؤال ده. إيه اللي بيشغلك باستمرار طول ما بتتكلم مع الناس؟ ممكن بعد إذنكم يعني واحدة ترفع السماعة تحكي الواحدة طريقة عمل كيكة لمدة ساعتين، لكن ممكن تفتح الإنجيل وتكلمها لمدة 10 دقايق تبقى بورينج. فين المسيح؟ فين المسيح بتاعنا؟ ممكن نحكي حواديت عن سياسة الكنيسة من أول كنيسة في العالم كله للكنيسة القبطية للكنيسة المحلية. طب وفين الكنيسة اللي في السماء؟ Imagine you are called to meet the President of the United States and you are in front of him and you are speaking with him. Can you imagine that you will think in a problem at your work or you will think at your family while you are speaking for the first time with the President of the United States? Bush? Never. To meet him, you have to prepare yourself and to ask why he called me, what about his question, what is the protocol to meet him in the beginning, in the end, how to deal with him. It is the first time to speak with a president. You are, in fact, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe he is in your heart? He is on your right hand. He is before you. He surrounds you. And therefore, you are involved in him. Unfortunately, sometimes, even while we are receiving the communion, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our minds are escaping from the presence of God. How is it? It is, in fact, it is our message to be practically in the presence of God and to be absorbed in His glory. And then everything in this world, as Saint Paul used to say, it looks like a garbage if it is compared with what I have gained, the Lord Himself. صدقوني مرات كتير ادخل كده كاتدرائيات كبيره ما يشغلنيش حتى اتفرج عليها. شوف الساكن فيها ايه يعني؟ ايه يعني كاتدرائيه كبيره؟ ما قال السماء والارض تزولان، مفيش حاجه عادي. I remember once a bishop came from England to Alexandria, to Egypt, Cairo and Alexandria, and some monasteries. He met me while I was prevented from praying in my church by the government in Alexandria. At that time, I was praying in St. Mary Church and St. Cyril the Great in Cleopatra. And at that time, it looks like a garage. They didn't at that time give us a permission to build it. After I finished the liturgy, the bishop, and with him there was a deacon and one of the laymen in the Church of England. The bishop said to me, I came just to ask some questions in many centers in Egypt. Why the churches in Egypt are crowded with young people, while in Europe almost we have small groups of the elders, and it is too hard to find the young people in the church. And I started to speak with him the difference between the fatherhood in our church and the clergy in Europe as employees. And he asked me, what is the name of this church? I said, St. Mary's and St. Cyril's the Great. He said, can I ask it? Or demand something? I said, what? Can you change the name of this church? I said, why? He said, I hope you could call it the Church of the Transfiguration, Knesset al-Tagalli. I said, why? He said, I didn't see it as a church. I looked at it as a heaven. I couldn't imagine, although it was very hot, all the people were, you know, it is not built in good way, it is just a garage, very hot, and all the people were tired. But he said, I felt when it was crowded with young people and children, all of them were praying, I was in heaven itself. He said, do you visit England? I said, yes. Do you see the cathedral in London? I said, yes. He said, do you see your church? It is the most beautiful in the whole world. I said, how is it? He said, because I see my Lord Jesus Christ in it. I hope you will not rebuild it, leave it as it is. It is the most beautiful church. This is the church. When the people are in the with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they enjoy the fellowship with Him. نفسي أحبائي تبقى كنيسة بالنسبة لنا ندوء القعدة مع ربنا. أقول لكم حاجة ما تزعلوش مني، إحنا أحيانا نلوم الولاد الصغيرين، ونقول المجتمع الأمريكي والكمبيوتر والويب سايتس والإيميلز والكلام، أقول لكم إحنا بنضحك على نفسنا. لو ولادنا شافوا السماء في البيت، لو العالم كله عمل اللي يعمله، ولادنا مش هيضيعوا. In fact, we are in need to reveal heaven to our kids. When they see their parents are full of joy in the Lord Jesus Christ, not just coming to the church, serving in the church, have some responsibilities in the church. No. We are, the new generation is in need to see heaven everywhere in the church, at home, with the friends, and so on. I remember once a young person came to confess and said to me, Father, it is the first time I confess from many, many years while I was, I don't know, Adadi Bisamuel, then this junior high school, something like that. I said, how is it? He said to me, I learned his, I entered the sanctuary, and for the first time, I started to pray as a deacon in the altar. I was full of fear because it was the first time. I couldn't say the hymn because I was full of awesome and fear. Then the priest said, if you didn't know how to say this hymn, why you came here in the altar, in the sanctuary? He took off his clothes, threw it on the floor, and from this time he didn't enter any church for more than 10 years. I, for myself, I said, oh, perhaps I myself did that many times, and I was an obstacle to those young people. So one واحد قال له ابونا قال له لما انت مش حافظ ايه اللي مدخلك الهيكل؟ خلي ترمى الولد في الدنيا وطلع يجري وعشر سنين مش طايق لا يشوف ابونا ولا يشوف كنيسه ولا يقرا انجيل ولا يحب المسيحيه ولا يشوف المسيح. كم شوف مدى الخطوره. من وقتها بديت اخاف اخاف صحيح. أقول يا ربي كم ناس ضيعتهم أنا وأنا مش دريان. ده مرة إنسانة خادمة راحت لتسوني قالت لها تسوني أنا زعلانة من أبونا. قالها لي لا تصوري الأسبوع ده واحنا نازلين من العشية بسلم عليه سلم عليه بتروف صوابه ما بصش في خلقتي وسابني مشي. فتسوني بتقول لي قلت لها بصراحة يعني ده الأوحش من كده مش متذكر ان انا شفتها كمان. فدي ده لو قلت لها كده يعني هي انسانه ليها داله كبيره علينا معانا كلنا لانها خادمه ممتازه يعني انسانه حتى روحيه كويسه. فقابلتها ملك فلان قالت لي طيب انا يوم الثلاث نازله من العشيه وحصل كذا كذا. قلت لها بصراحه فلانه قالت لي قلت لها ما تزعليش انا مش متذكر ان انا شفتها. قالت لي كمان كده قلت لها بقى اقول لك الحقيقه. طلع انا ليا ثلاث ساعات مع بنت بتشهر اسلامها ومحفظينها الكلمتين بتاخدهم في البوليس ستيشن كل ما ترديش على اي سؤال اشتمي بس على قاعده تشتم في المسيح وفي الكنيسه والى اخره. فقعد احاول اكلمها عن المسيح توتالي مش عايزه تسمع. فطبعا بعد ثلاث ساعات نفسي تعبانه النفس بتضيع مش قادره اعمل لها حاجه. فردت علي رد صعب قالت لي يا ابونا طب واحده ضاعت وتضيعنا احنا معاها. حزنت من الوقت ده لما اكون متضايق ما قابلش حد. متضايق ده في اوضتي لكن اقابل حد اتعبه ليه؟ اضيع الناس لي معايا. احيانا مش التكشيره احيانا مجرد عدم الاهتمام. ده في ناس احيانا لو الواحد نسي اسمهم ولو انا بنسى كل الاسماء لكن انا نسيان الاسم ممكن يضيع ناس من الكنيسة. اوعوا تفتكروا دي شغلة بس ابونا كل واحد فيكم. يعني نفسي كده كل قداس ممنوع حد يكلم حد يعرفه. كل واحد يدور على حد ما يعرفوش يتعرف عليه ويسأل على تليفونه ولاده بيعملوا ايه ويتصل بيه بالتليفون ويقول له بتقرا ايه في الانجيل ويقول له ده انا قريت كتاب حلو هجيبه لك سمعت قصة لطيفة هجيبها لك. I will tell the story in English. The story was a young lady, she was teacher of Sunday school, was upset when she asked my wife, Tesoni, that she was upset because I didn't take care or I didn't speak with her or while she was in the church. When I met her, I asked her why you were upset. She said, you didn't give me any attention or taking care of me while you met me this week. I told her that for about 3 hours I was speaking with a person. She wanted to deny the Lord Jesus Christ and to deny her faith. I was in dialogue with her for a long time. Therefore, I was in grief that she insisted not to hear. Then since this servant or teacher of Sunday said, if she already left the Lord Jesus Christ and she had been destroyed, why you want us also to be destroyed? From this time I learned to be joyful and not to speak with any person while I am upset, because it is my fault that I am upset. In fact, the church, as Saint John Chrysostom used to say, is the icon of heaven. I am always asking myself, can we see one of the archangels is upset or is against another archangels? تفتكروا ممكن تلاقي الملاك ميخائيل كده مدي ظهره للملاك جبريال وزعلانين مع بعض؟ مش ممكن. If we are in heaven, I hope that we haven't any back, but we looks like the cherubim full of eyes. They can't give their backs to others. When you give your back, I don't mean the physical back, but the spiritual back. If you ignore any person, you are far away from heaven. We have to love even our enemies and even the persecutors of the church. I hope all of us truly to enjoy the book of Revelation, not just to have a commentary on it, but to enjoy heaven itself, which truly God, in which God is involved to prepare for us the glory which we will receive on the last day. At the end, I'll tell just a story. Once a person in a agency came and he was very upset because you called fiancé, she called him by phone. She hadn't a visa, and he at that time he was not. Yani just he has green card without the citizenship. She said to him, if you will not rent a flat or apartment for me and buy a car and the furniture and send a video about all the things, you have to forget this engagement. He said, she hasn't even the visa to enter the United States, and I have to wait 1 year to have the citizenship. And then he will marry, and afterwards he can ask for her coming or for her immigrant in the United States. How can I buy a car and for 1 or 2 years until she will come, and to rent an apartment for 2 years until she will come? How she is looking, or she is thinking by the Egyptian mentality, not the American mentality. When he said that, I remember he couldn't rent an apartment for just 1 or 2 years to prepare for his wedding or the coming of his bride. The Lord Jesus Christ, from 2 parents, said, I am ascending to heaven to prepare a place for you. And when he will prepare the place, he will come and we will be with him eternity. If God himself, the Logos, is involved in preparing this apartment or this place in which we will live, how this place will be, I can't imagine. If he is involved for 2 servants to prepare for us, and we don't know for how long it will be on the last day. And St. Paul said that he prepared our glorification even before the creation or the establishment of the world. How all these thousands of years God is involved in preparing the glory for us. I can't imagine what the Lord is preparing for us. I believe on the last day when we look what is prepared for us, we say, oh, how foolish we were when we were on earth and we were involved in many, many tribal things. We couldn't imagine what the Lord truly prepares for us. I hope truly every one of us be involved in the glory which the Lord prepares till now for us. Glory be to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you came here to our world. You became truly a man and accepted to be the second Adam so that we may receive you as our inheritance and to enjoy you and the fellowship with you. Thank you for you became the heavenly bread so that we may be satisfied. And at the same time, you became the door and the way and the truth so that we may not be astray away. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you are the resurrection. We are in need to be in fellowship with you so that we may be risen and enjoy the heavenly life. Be with us and grant us to learn how to speak with you, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, and we want to be in communication with the Father. Remember, O Lord, the whole world. Remember the Christians and the non-Christians. Remember those who persecute the church and those who ignore their own salvation, those who deny your existence, they who work against your divine work. We believe that you are lover of all mankind. It is your pleasure to bring everyone to the bosom of the Father. It is your pleasure to send your Holy Spirit upon the whole world, upon the whole church, so that everyone be guided by your Holy Spirit. We ask you for the unity of the church. We ask you, our Lord, to remember our Pope, His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and the Bishop, and all bishops, and all the priests, all the teachers of Sunday schools, and all the counselors, those who are working in your church. Remember all the families. Remember, O Lord, all the children. Remember those who are needy and the poor men. Remember those who are in the jails and those who are sick. Remember, O Lord, the needs of every person, for you are the Father of the whole world. Our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your coming here to this world and opening the gates of heaven to us so that we may return and to be at home when we become in the bosom of your Father. Thank you for you were baptized for our behalf and for our sake, that we may be adopted to the Father and to accept the Holy Spirit whom you sent on the church on the time of the Pentecost. Remember the church, remember Abuna Sha and all those who are working in the church. Remember all the families here, those who work. Grant all of us the power to witness to you. We want to work according to our own will and not according to our human wisdom. Through the prayers of Saint Mary, Saint Mark, all the prophets, all the apostles and disciples, all the martyrs, through the prayers of the heavenly host, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us your daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.